Jesús, nombre recomendado.
Tayada om 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 om
mune ma mune. Eda ma mune mune ma mune yezu ma da ya da ma mune yezu. So, for example, the haughty compassion thought of benefiting others, this good heart, how this is source of happiness, peace, for oneself, for oneself, and for other sentient beings. Not only human beings in this world, but by having the thought of compassion, the thought benefit others, to free others from suffering, which means that it is based on thought to not give harm. to not give harm other sentient beings. That's the very fundamental thing. That not only it brings happiness, not only human beings in this world, even other living beings, animals, creatures, those other different types of beings. By having this compassion, by having this compassion, by having this thought to benefit others, it brings, it causes happiness. This person causes happiness. Besides numberless human beings, many other, those other numberless, animal beings, those beings who are called the worldly gods, who are living in the different planets, who are living in the higher planets, then those hell beings and those, hungry ghost beings, all those different types of beings, it brings this person who has compassion, and this person, because there's compassion, so one stop harming those other beings. As there is compassion, wishing those other sentient beings, all other sentient beings free from sufferings, one attempt, to free them from the sufferings. So this person able to cause happiness to us, all other, besides human beings, all the rest of other sentient beings. So as I often mention that one, for example, one couple, even one doesn't have, even one live alone without companion, even one live alone, even one is living alone, but by having this good heart, the total, the affection, affection, compassion, loving kindness. Even the person is living alone, there is much peace in the heart. Even there is not a friend, even this person has no companion living together, there is much satisfaction in that person's heart. More ego there is, more self-cherishing thought. There's more problems. So even once they're alone, there's still problem. even there's nobody around, but there's ego, there's self-cherishing thought. So still there's a problem. That creates a lot, that brings loneliness, that brings self-cherishing thought, and also the attachment. Clinging, grasping to this life. So this brings, causes loneliness. So even when live alone, that's, it brings, the ego, there's the ego. So it brings those other problems. However, less ego, more compassion. The stronger thought of caring others. So there's more freedom. There's more freedom in one's own life, in one's own mind. More space, more calmness, more peace. So even as I often mention that, you know, for example, one couple, even both person do not practice good heart, do not practice compassion. At least one person from these two people, at least one person practice compassion. She taught to benefit others. So if the wife practices, the wife is the one that who practices good heart, you know, practice compassion, then even the husband does not practice, there's much there's much peace in her life. Without need to say that, without need to talk about how much peace that she, you know, has in her life or in her heart, in her daily life, that the other companion, the husband, has that much peace, even though he does not practice compassion, good heart, but because she practiced. So even he's angry to her, but he does not receive, he doesn't say, receive harm from her. You know, that he doesn't receive harm, say, in return, he does not receive harm. Only, you see, benefit out of compassion, having compassion to him, only benefit, at least to not harm, to not hurt him, to not harm him. So there's much peace. There's much peace in his, even in his life. Even he's not meditator, even he doesn't practice meditation, or doesn't say, doesn't practice good heart. So he received peace from her. He received happiness from her, because she practices. So that his peace, happiness, that you know, which he received from her, that is her responsibility. Now, because if she does not practice, then he doesn't receive, you see, peace, happiness. So if she practices, then he receives happiness. So therefore, it's dependent on her, so it's her responsibility. So now, within two people, even both persons do not practice good heart. Only one person practices, but there's much peace in their life. So no question that because of her, also he learned from her. Also he learned from her example, and he will change his mind. He also less anger, less anger. You see, less temper. However, he also developed more compassion, more, you see, thought to benefit others. So that is very much possible. Because life is depend so much. Our life is depend so much on example, influence around. Depending on what kind of influence around, then one become that. So one, you see, one does the same thing, one copy the same thing. So their story happened. There were two people. One is alcoholic, one is not alcoholic. One doesn't drink alcohol. So they went to Lhasa. So each one of them met different friend. The one who is alcoholic met a friend by going to Lhasa, met a friend. The one who is alcoholic went to Lhasa, met a friend who is not alcoholic. So then this person who used to be alcoholic became non-alcoholic. person, the person who was not alcoholic before, he went and has and met a friend who is alcoholic, then this the person who was not alcoholic before become alcoholic. And so those two people later by Wayne and Hasa completely changed. So that so even by this reason even by this reason that we see that life is so much dependent on what's happening around, the influence, the example. So therefore, even from this, we can see that, you see, that it influences people, you know, what is positive or negative, you see. So therefore, even from this, we can understand in our everyday life that we are responsible, that we have responsibility of other sentient beings' happiness, peace. Depending. Depending what influence one give to others. Depending, you see. What kind of example one give towards others. So surrounding people also become that. So children, say, surrounding people, children, so forth. So become that. So even by these reasons, you see, we can see clearly that how each of us are responsible of other sentient beings' happiness. To not have, for them to not have suffering and to have happiness. For them to not experience problems. to not have negative thoughts, to have, you know, to not have negative thoughts so that they won't have problems, to cause generally positive mind, compassion, so forth, so that they can have peace, happiness, harmonious. So, so like this couple, like that story of the friend, the two friends who went to Lhasa. So like that. So now, that, so in the family, if there are 10 members in the family, so even person from this family practice compassion, then even the rest of nine, even the rest nine members, if they don't practice meditation or say the good heart, even they don't know meditation, how to develop compassion. you see, haven't studied or haven't received teachings. However, this one person in the family, who practice compassion with heart, doesn't give harm to the rest of the members, the nine people. So, as they don't receive harm from this one person, so they have peace. They have peace from this one person. They receive peace from this one person. Mm. So these nine members who doesn't receive, who receive peace from this one person who practice compassion. So that one is this one person, you know, who practice compassion. He or her's responsibility. It's dependent to him or her. So now similar. If oneself, each of us, practice good heart, compassion, that including family, the surrounding people, whether it's a meditation center, or family, or office, how many people are around everyday life that one deal or live together. So including this, how many millions of people in Australia. All of them don't receive harm from oneself. They receive happiness, peace. Absence of harm from you. That itself is peace. What they have, what they receive from you. So therefore, oneself, you see, is responsible. Not only family, all the millions of people in Australia, their happiness. Each of us are responsible. How many people in Australia, their happiness, peace. Because that depends to you, whether one, you see, whether one has compassion towards them or not. So now, same thing. Not only the human beings, animals, all those beings in this globe, you know, this one globe, this one universe. There are numberless universes. There are numberless sentient beings, numberless human beings. Each type of those suffering beings are numberless. numberless animal beings, hell beings, hell ghosts, those worldly gods, numberless suras, numberless asuras. So there are numberless sentient beings. So as one has compassion towards all, you see, towards others, all sentient beings. First of all, one doesn't give harm to others, so that's one piece. Second time, on top of that, you know, stronger the compassion is, one benefits more, one causes more happiness, you see, towards other sentient beings. So that is one piece, happiness, what others they receive from you. So normally sentient beings, they receive peace, happiness from you. So that is dependent to you. Whether, I say, that's dependent to you, because it is dependent to the to one's own compassion. If one has compassion towards other sentient beings, they have peace, happiness. If one doesn't have compassion towards other sentient beings, they don't have peace and happiness. They don't receive peace and happiness from oneself. From oneself. So it is completely in your own. So you see, all the rest of the, all the, including family, these sentient beings, people, animals, who are around us, who are around oneself in everyday our life, including those, then all the rest of the sentient beings, all their happiness, peace, which they receive from oneself, you see, is dependent to oneself. So, therefore, oneself is a, one, therefore oneself is responsible. Oneself is responsible. You know, all sentient beings' happiness, which they receive from you, is it? You are responsible. Which they receive from you, is it? You are responsible. So like this. So each of us has a responsibility. Each of us has a responsibility. Every single sentient beings, you know, their happiness, peace. Not only temporary happiness. Also, especially the ultimate happiness. So, again, from this one can understand. You see how this is the purpose of life, to free all sentiments from all the sufferings and to lead to happiness, temporary happiness, and ultimate happiness. So now, if you become after knowing how one is, how I am responsible all sentient beings' happiness, now become even more more clear that the meaning of the life. So now, so if we can remember this meaning of the life, meaning of one's own life, and that oneself has a responsibility of all sentient beings' happiness. So when one get up in the morning, first thing to remember, you see, what is life is for, and remember the responsibility that is starting from the family or however nearest what is animal or human being, those sentient beings who are around oneself, those living beings who are around oneself. First thing, when we get up, if you remember this, then there's a happiness, there's a joy in the life, there's a satisfaction, there's satisfaction in the life, there's an enjoyment in the life, there's a happiness in the life. Because you see the purpose of living. You see, from beginning of the day, when you remember this, you see the purpose of living. And that stops all the depression, sadness in the heart. And so one gets the, you see, by remembering the meaning of the life, the responsibility, feeling the thought feeling responsible that I have a responsibility, you see, to free the sentience from suffering and to obtain happiness for them. Then, to do that service, then I wear the dress. For that purpose, then, you see, I put dress, you know, you see. Then, when I go to wash, I can remember the purpose life, see, and that feel the universal responsibility. Then, to do the service, so need to be healthy mind and body, so one go to wash. Then, before going to work, so again remember the meaning of the life, the universal responsibility, that how I'm responsible for all certain things, happiness. Then, if one can, then generate motivation, bodhicitta, that I must teach the enlightenment, or say, in order to free all sentiments from all the suffering, lead to enlightenment, and therefore I'm going to service. Bodhisattvas, you see, the deeds, I'm going to practice bodhisattva's deeds. They're working for other sentient beings. So by generating motivation, bodhicitta, then one go to work. So this way, the morning get up, dressing, washing, going for work, working. So 8 hours, how many hours one does the work? So with this motivation, even one cannot, you know, think to achieve enlightenment, even one doesn't understand that. But at least think of the meaning of the life and feel the universal responsibility that I have, you know, universal responsibility. So therefore, to do service, freeing others from suffering and to cause happiness to others. Therefore, I'm going to, I'm going to do the service. So how many hours one does the work? So this way, all the action, all the work, you know, all the work, the dressing, washing, eating, drinking, same thing. Before eating and before having meal, breakfast, lunch, dinner, before one eat, drink, also one can remember meaning of life and feel the universal responsibility. Then, so if one does like, if one live the life like this, so the whole action, eating, drinking, dressing, washing, working, everything become dharma. Everything become pure dharma. Pure dharma. Because unstained by the ego, the self-cherishing thought. So, because everything is dedicated, everything is done for others, for other sentiments, dedicated for other sentiments. So, become pure dharma, become the pure, become best. Pure dharma means best cause of happiness, best cause of happiness. So, Yeah. So all these activities become, so even sleeping, again before going to bed, or remember meaning of life, yeah. That I have a universal responsibility. You see, if to bring happiness to everyone, you know, so to do that, I need a long life and healthy. So I go to bed. So sleeping as a medicine. See. So this way, sleeping is also dedicated for other sentient beings. So everything is done dedicated, you see, for other sentient beings. So everything becomes Dharma, a cause of happiness, a cause of success, you know, like that. So when we go to work, as I often say, that if it's a company that, you know, making furniture, you see, food or furniture, whatever, there are many thousands of people. There are many thousands of people who experience comfort by using these furniture or this food, whatever it is. For example, building a house. So if you're a builder of the house, so by building a house, so many people, they can have comfort, enjoyment, and even the dogs, cats, even the animals, even they have comfort. You see, so many sentient beings, they receive comfort by building this, by building the house. So even by thinking like this, even by thinking, at least, even one can't think of all sentient beings, at least those thousands, many thousands of people who receive comfort, enjoyment from this company. You see, from this production. So all this comfort depends on the people who work, you know, who actualize the company, who materialize all these things. So therefore, yourself is one of the person who helps to actualize all these things. So practically, you are offering all this comfort to so many thousands of other sentient beings. So even one can't think all sentient beings, at least, you see, this one, so one can think. When one go to work, but this what all this enjoyment, what the people, what the other sentient beings, you see, they need, they want to experience, this is what I'm offering to them. So with that thought, one can go to work, and then while one is working in the office, time to time I can remember this motivation, the bodhicitta, however, this meaning of life that I have universal wisdom, time to time remember. Then again, if the motivation of work, during the time of working, even the motivation becomes negative, you know, self-cherishing thought or anger or attachment, then again, by remembering the, you know, meaning of life, derive the universal responsibility, you know, to, you see, then again, the thought is transformed into good heart to serve others. So then again, so again, the action become pure, see, Dharma. So how you are? So this way, it become great protection. That especially when our life is so busy, in you know, with the family engagement, in at home and outside, you know, our office, and come back to home as family and then outside. So, you see, life is so busy, that our life is so busy, that our own motivation, your own mind, you see, that becomes the main protection, main refuge. So what is that mind? That is the you see, the virtuous motivation, the positive attitude. The positive attitude. The, when our life is so busy that no time to do a long time practice or to maintain our lamjim, the steps of path to enlightenment, that to do long time meditation, that life is so busy. So only protection that we have is the motivation, is the positive motivation, is the good heart. You see, the best motivation is the good heart, the compassion, the thought of benefiting other sentient beings. So first of all, Dharma, you see, positive attitude, Dharma attitude. Positive attitude, there is Dharma. There is non-ignorant, non-anger, non-attachment. So that's Dharma, that mind is Dharma. But even more precious is the thought of benefiting other sentient beings. not only to abandon the cause of suffering, to create the cause of happiness for one's own happiness, not just that, but you see, having the thought benefit others, to free others from suffering, to cause happiness for others in them. So this good heart, so this one even more precious than the first, you see, attitude, that which Dharma. even that makes the action to become Dharma, but it's just happiness for oneself. Even that attitude, the non-ignorance, non-anger, non-attachment, even this attitude with Dharma makes one's own action to become cause of happiness for oneself. See, even it becomes cause of happiness, but it's for oneself. But here the second motivation, the attitude is that very extensive attitude, the thought to benefit others who are numberless. However, whether it's one or whether it's many, you see, it is a very special attitude that's very precious. So however, anyway, the conclusion is that the positive motivation, the good heart, thought of benefiting other sentient beings. However, the bodhicitta, this became the main refuge, the soul's refuge. That's the only thing what we have. Your own mind is the one. This good heart is the one that which that that makes all your actions the daily life activities, the works that you do, this the good heart, the total benefit of other sentient beings, this bodhicitta, it that makes your action, you see, to that makes your action, your everyday life work, you see, a method of, see, the method, see, that action itself, method to purify the negative karmas, the cause of the sufferings. And that bodhicitta, that good heart, makes your actions, daily life actions, to become means of accumulating infinite merit. You see, just like making all the, like making offering, you see, that in the front of making offering to the tip with the Dharma Sangha, like that, you see, that your own, even one doesn't have time to do extensive offerings to the holy objects, but by having this, the total benefit of the sentiment, the good heart, total bodhicitta, that once one's daily life activities become means of accumulating unconceivable merit. You see those practices, you know, making offering to in order to accumulate infinite merit. So, if one has good heart, you see, the compassion, total benefit, understand. So, they transform one's own daily life activities to become, you see, also means of accumulating infinite merit, and also to become cause every action to become cause of enlightenment, highest the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. To achieve full enlightenment, and then able to free every sentient being from all the sufferings, and to bring peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. So now, so when one life is so busy, so this is the only protection that you have, is the mortal. When one is so busy, no time to do many practice, many practices, even one wish. So that. That those are many practices, prostrations, so forth, mandala offerings, so forth, so many different form of practices, preliminary practice to do. However, that one thing, see, that one's own action, becomes all those preliminary practices. So, if one has the good heart toward benefiting other sentiments, this bodhicitta, then the one's own daily life action becomes, you see, like becomes same as the Vajrasattva practice, becomes same as unbelievable purification. So depending on how stronger compassion one has towards others, so for example, the asanga, for example, the pandit, Indian pandit asanga, who tried to achieve Maitreya Buddha, who meditated for 12 years to achieve Maitreya Buddha, so didn't achieve. So then, at a he came back in the road, saw a wounded dog, the lower part of the body completely filled with worms. So Asanga, by seeing that, felt unbearable compassion. So he cut the from Thai, they say, he cut a flesh from his own leg and stretched out there. Otherwise, worms don't have food to live. So he went to pick up the worms with the tip of the tongue. So he could not reach. So he opened the eye. So he saw Mithya Buddha right there. So before he was seeing wounded dog. So now that appearance, the appearance of the wounded dog, that stopped. Now there's Mithya Buddha. Now he see Mithya Buddha. So he did retreat, you see. Asanga did retreat 12 years in the hermitage, but didn't see Mithya Buddha. But now, only at the time, only when he felt unbearable compassion to this wounded dog, when he sacrificed himself to this wounded dog, only at that time, then he saw Mithya Buddha. You see, that impure appearance, seeing Mithya Buddha in the form of wounded dog, this impure appearance is that stopped, and now there's pure appearance. You see, seeing actual Buddha, you know, in the aspect of Buddha. You see, so that is this unbearable compassion that he sacrificed himself. You see, to that one living being, he sacrificed his life to that one living being. So because of this unbearable compassion that he sacrificed himself to this living being, so much negative karma, unbelievable negative karma, obscuration is purified by this. So you see, it's like become so many millions of Vajrasattva retreat has done that. Like so many millions of Vajrasattva retreat, you see, in that hour or in that, you see, in those few minutes, you see, it's like that. So, however, this is to do with the motivation. What made him to see Mithya Buddha? Now, you see, stopped seeing Mithya Buddha in a dog. You see, that stopped. That is purified. That ordinary appearance purified. Impure appearance purified. Now the pure appearance. So that came from the motivation. You see, the unbearable compassion and sacrificing himself for that living being. So, however, so like this. So if there's compassion, it's taught bodhicitta, depending on how stronger. So that itself becomes, you see, many hundred thousands of Vajrasattva practice, that itself becomes many hundred thousand mandala offering. So you see, like this, it still becomes a great means of purification, it still becomes a great, you see, means of accumulating infinite merit, the quick path to enlightenment. So, however, like this. So, therefore, the most important protection we need is the motivation. Most important protection that we should look for is the motivation in our life. The compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. And the best cause of success. Even we are looking for success, and this is the best way. This is the best cause. Once your own mind is the best cause of success. Your own mind, your own, you see, positive attitude, the good heart is the best cause of success. So, however, this is the only refuge that we have when our life is so busy, no time to do so many other practices, meditation, and so forth. So this way, then makes life most meaning, most rich, meaningful. Stop here. Thanks so much.
就是门罗达，明心的念，三界心都没得我也，这个难道是哪种？ Guru Dhamma Mandala Kami Dhamma.
Please dedicate the merits due to all the past, present, future merits accumulated by one Sangha, by Buddha, Buddha, Sabbath. May the source of all the happiness and success for oneself, for all sentiments, the bodhicitta may be generated in the mind, in the mind of all sentiments, those who have may be developed. Please dedicate the merits for the long life. Of His Holiness Dalai Lama and all other holy beings who live their life for to benefit, to bring happiness for others and 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 Lama's incarnation, Dinsu also to have a long life and to. To take the aspect to the aspect as a Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Disha, Lama Tsongkhapa. Having same qualities and doing extensive benefit for all sentient beings to become to become the leader of the peace, liberation, enlightenment of all sentient beings. May the father, mother, sentient beings have happiness, and all the three Lord and beings empty forever. And may the Bodhisattva's prayers to be succeed immediately. And may I be able to cause all this by myself alone. I will dedicate all the merits accumulated by me in the same way as all the Bodhisattvas and Buddhas dedicate their merit to Kuli in Martin Olsen and Bings. Due to all the three time merits accumulated by oneself by Buddha Bodhisattva, due to all these merits that which are empty of existing from its own side, may the I who is empty, existing from its own side, achieve the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, that which is also empty of existing from its own side, and lead all sentient beings who are also empty of existing from their own side to that enlightenment as good as possible.
谢谢人家我总和我就是那么被我们给也这么说到中间马路也这么说到当心给这种的这些中间那天人家我楼上找我一点把有人把就感谢
so much so I would to the oral translation first I will do to do the oral transmission of the text first so anyway I'll do tomorrow good night